are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. Mark, how are you?
I am doing well.
That's fantastic. You know, you and I were talking, I believe it was just last week, about all the good feelings and how it was a whole new America when Barack Obama was inaugurated. Well, good news for you at the Capitol Steps. Nothing's really changed here in Washington this week.
Isn't that the truth? You know, we've given this guy 9 days and he hasn't fixed all of our problems. Come on.
That's right. My favorite part was after all the Republicans voted against the stimulus plan, reporters were asking his press secretary, is that the end of his efforts to be bipartisan? We'll see who ends up winning. Democrats have the majorities and the White House, so I guess they're going to get their way.
Yeah, with all the votes they've got on each side, I mean, that just seems like, you know, talk about tilting against the windmills by the Republicans. It just is not going to do any good at all.
Yeah, we'll see. It looks like the Democrats will get their way, and then they either get the credit or the blame, as usually happens. But
right.
The Capitol Steps, you know, PhDs in economics, all of you. So you've been looking at this from a number of different angles, and one of them is, unfortunately, what most people are doing, looking at their retirement plans and seeing not as much as used to be in there.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, just this week, the banks, you know, have all these billions of dollars of bonuses going to these guys that are doing such a great job of losing all this money. So it's kind of interesting, but this is our little take on what might happen when you look at your 401k.
Here you go.
Investments are now misbehaving. Your retirement prospects are caving. 'Cause you put all your money in Lehman Brothers stocks. You need some help with your 401k. Your last accountant has just joined.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now you will have to scrimp. Could your funds be more limp if they all were run by a chimp?
Your pension should be fat, as your broker once mentioned a potential new Apple invention. You'd be rich, but you thought we'd want something called an iPod. You need some help with your 401k.
Your plan to quit work is now DOA.
Now you weren't so smart. Soon your new job will start.
Hello, and welcome to Walmart.
You'll have to live at the YMCA.
Oh, Mark, unfortunately, that's all too real in some
cases. Yeah, it kind of brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the Capitol Steps, as we often point out on this show, ahead of the curve. You saw this coming like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. You know, we that song's been around. We've kind of kept, you know, do a little change here, do a little change there. You know, maybe mention Bernie Madoff these days in it, but we've seen that train unfortunately coming down the track for quite a while.
Exactly. In fact, you had a song pretty much to this extent on your CD entitled "I'm So Indicted," which I'm certain is available at capsteps.com.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and set that one up.
Well, this one is basically just someone who is reaching their golden age, who's ready for retirement, then realizes maybe that nest egg's not quite there.
Here we go.
When you get older, when you retire, not too long from now, how much do you think of every check you see comes from Social Security? If we can't fix it, wouldn't it bite to be old and poor? Put a new hip in, you'll have to start stripping when you're 64. Woo! Maybe we boomers shouldn't complain. Markets are complex.
They are.
If we start investing, we could get a shock. I just bought some U.S. Air stock.
Ooh,
I could keep working, get a McJob, greet at Walmart store. Good morning. A crisis is lurking. You'll have to keep working till you're 84. Don't you be anxious. There'll come a time not too long from now. Checks from Uncle Sam you simply will not need.
Baby boomers, follow my lead. Live for the moment, spend every dime. There's no crisis when
a much bigger wealth scare,
the cost of your health care, will kill you before then.
Woo!
Mark. Glad you can inject a little bit of humor in there. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.